Hey everyone, this is a special edition of Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Because of the coronavirus for the months of April and May, I did a free live coaching session where I just took questions for an hour. I had a topic that people had asked me to speak about, and I did 20, 25 minutes roughly, and then took questions, just a small way to try and help people with getting through a really challenging time. So this is a bonus episode for June. In it, I talk about clearing mental clutter during this time. I know things for most of us aren't quite back to quote unquote normal. It will never be back to the way we are for the most part. And even if you are in a state that has started to open up, I know I definitely took a hit as a small business, and that can create stress. There are a lot of things that can be very stressful. So this is just a podcast today. If you're having some stress, some anxiety, as some suggestions as a way to kind of get calm, get centered, and support you as you still transition through everything. I am hopeful that we will have hopefully seen the worst of this. And I just wanted to share some thoughts. Again, I know it can be a stressful time for many of us still. Just know I'm thinking about everyone. And in addition to our month this June, this is just a special episode. So not edited. You'll see that it's just very off the top of my head. I don't believe I had any questions in this episode. And it's just a little more loosey-goosey than the podcast normally is, but I hope that you can take some wisdom from it and that it can support you in your journey. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
I'm going to talk today about mental clutter because Carol H. from last week had said I struggle with mental clutter. So a couple things I wanted to do is first let you know, I'm going to try at the beginning of all of these little coaching sessions. And again, I'll stay here for the hour. I'll talk maybe 20, 25 minutes about mental clutter. And then if people have questions, if not, I'll just hang out. So first, I want to suggest a couple ways that you can make a difference, give back, or just do things differently. I talked last week about how sometimes we get stuck, and I refer to it as wading through molasses, and we can get bogged down in fear, but if we take action, then that can support us in moving forward. If you are a seamstress, I am not. I can't sew to save my life. Joanne Fabrics has a program set up where you can swing by and get fabric, make your mask, and drop them off, and they will be able to distribute them to hospitals. I know that throughout the country, there are different people pulling together to make masks. So if you have some talent in that area, I also want to encourage you that if you're able to give blood, this is something that I didn't even think about because I thought, well, the coronavirus is respiratory illness mainly, but a friend posted that they have a need for blood. So if you are able to give blood, I'm going to encourage you to do that. And then finally, remember, besides food for humans, pets will need food as well. So if you're looking a way to donate, I saw in a Facebook group I belong to, someone said, if you're in need of your food for your pet, contact me. I have a bunch of people willing to buy food for you for a month, which I thought was really great. So giving and donating food, pet food. And a friend also pointed out to me when we talked about the grocery stores being not having any product, farmers markets. I wasn't sure. Again, you're going to have to check with your county, your state, depending on what's going on. But there are small farmers, and I know that they can deliver. I've seen some posts about that. Or boxes, like I love the imperfect produce where produce looks all kind of crazy, and then you can get that shipped. So just remember other alternatives for you in this time, and that you can also make a difference and can also, when you can, support small business. So those are just my little thoughts at the beginning. Now today I'm going to talk about mental clutter because that had been a request, and it's easy to understand, right, with everything going on, how stressful it can be. So what I wanted to share was, first of all, I want to share a story. For the most part, I've been able to stay pretty calm and collected throughout this process. Now I realize I'm in a great position, and I get that. But when this first went down, I was really bummed out because I had interviewed for a couple of freelance jobs for grant writing. I love grant writing, was very successful with that, and I'm getting back into that because I love to write. I just realized through the process of writing books how much I love to write. And when I can get behind a cause that's doing amazing work, it just makes me excited. So the day the first North Carolina case of coronavirus was announced, I had a grant interview. And it was a telecommute, perfect for an ongoing freelance position. And then they said, well, we want the person local so that they can come see the programs, which was a little bit of a drive for me, but perfect. Well, that, of course, nothing has happened with that. I don't know with funding. I know from nonprofits, that's a challenge. And then the following, we got an interview for a freelance grant writing job. And I was really honest. And I said, you know, in 2008, when I wrote a grant, it was awarded, but not 18 months, or it was either 18 months or 24 months later, because of the tanking of the stock market and the economy, the foundation was not awarding as many grants, which I'm sure is going to be the case now with everything going on. So anyway, I think that had kind of fueled. I was really bummed out, and I kind of went down that spiral where everything like, oh, we're going to go homeless, we're not going to have, you know, just really kind of tightened up. And then I relaxed about it. And so I had something really interesting happen since I did this podcast. And I was like, you know what, we're going to be okay. I'll figure out something to do and it'll work out. So I just relaxed about it. Well, I discovered that I had been making some money and they hadn't let me know and doing some advertising. And they needed, for instance, they needed our, they didn't have my bank account to be able to deposit into the bank and they needed to verify it was me. Well, this had been going on for a couple years. And so what they, I stumbled upon it. It was completely random that I stumbled upon it. Well, because they hadn't, I wasn't making much each month, but because they, over 3 years, it really started in 2017, I'm going to get this check. So it's going to take another month, but I'm beyond thrilled because I just was like, eh, we'll get some, just don't expect much income this year. That's kind of my, what I've set it up to be, and I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. Again, because my husband works and I realized that we're really fortunate. And then I always check, no one's gonna manage our money or watch it more than I will. And so then I had followed up, we had set Tony up on a treatment plan with someone, but because of the hours, it just, their hours did not work with him and he was more stressed trying to get, because they like didn't work, I think it was one day during the week and then, you know, they have a hour or two break and just, it was too much for Tony. It was too much. And so I followed up and I said, you know, I don't think we owe you money, but you know, you had charged us at the beginning of January, blah, blah, blah. Well, that ended up being over $500 a refund going right back on the credit card. Completely grateful for that. And I just share that because it's going to relate to mental clutter that you have. It's like, well, I've talked about it before, and you're a straw and you're holding on and like you're, oh, I'm stressed out. But when you relax, then life can flow through. Like in a stream when everything's going well and life can just keep going and flow. So when I relaxed, I stepped back and said, we're going to be okay. Let's just keep your nose to the grindstone, do what you can do, and then move forward. So I encourage you as much as you're able to. And relating it to mental clutter, that's having obsessive, worried thoughts, and that's where all your focus is. And then you just kind of get on that and you don't allow life to flow. So just remember as much as you're able to. And so if you find yourself having repetitive thoughts, this is one of the easiest tips that I can give you and is free. Just stop and breathe. Stop and breathe. I want you to stop and breathe right now. Are you taking deep full breaths? Or do you find your jaw clenched? Are you just having shallow breaths? So when you breathe and you can center yourself and you can bring yourself to the present moment, you can say, okay, what in the present moment, I'm okay. And that's your point to make something happen. That is your point to move forward. You don't get stressed out. You can take action because we're not a month into the future. Yeah, things will take it one day at a time. So relieve your stress as much as possible by just stopping and taking a deep breath. So again, think of it as being a straw. You don't want to, if you grab it too tightly, then life can't flow to you. So the first thing I'm going to suggest is unplugging. If you are on social media every single day and you are reading about the coronavirus, feeling like you have to know every fact, don't do that. That just adds to your stress. And I really believe that where the attention goes, the energy flows. And so what you focus on is going to happen. So if you focus on the coronavirus, what's that going to call into your life? What's that going to make happen? And no, I don't necessarily mean that that means you're going to go out and get the virus. But if you are spending all your time, that just adds energy to the virus. I really believe that. Oh, like if we get hysterical, that just allows it to continue to grow and grow and grow. And if you're going to read about the coronavirus, then read the positive stories, like the 91-year-old that recovered, I think was in Canada, or the 90-year-old grandmother that recovered in Italy. Focus on the positive aspects of that. And I'm going to share two things that inspired me at the end of the show. But if you're going to spend your time on social media, then I encourage you to focus on the positive. And remember, and then look at the numbers. If you're going to look at the numbers, look how many people have recovered from the coronavirus, not how many people have passed away from it. Put your attention into something positive. But I encourage you, if you're able to, time how much time you're spending on social media. Now, on my iPad, it tells me how much and if I've gone up or down from the week before, and I'm trying to make that number move down each week. So just unplug. And not only about the coronavirus, but you know that you're going to have some people who the sky is falling. Again, you don't want to be around that. That is going to create mental clutter for you. So unplug. If you're able, get out and get fresh air. And my friend Potty just told me, I said, how are you doing out in LA? I said, I've read that the smog has gone down there a lot. And she said that out in California, they just closed beaches and hiking trails. They are closed throughout California. Okay, but then you can go do a walk around your neighborhood if you are out in California there. And you can do that from social distancing. I believe, you know, just be mindful, be aware, but get out in fresh air. You're able to hug a tree. I am a firm believer in hugging a tree. I think that it's very important. It can help ground you. The tree can take all of your wonderfulness and take that stressed energy from you and just drain it. And just, I always visualize the tree hugging me back and just taking my stress and strain away from me and putting it back down in the earth where it can be reused and turned into a different energy. So fresh air is my second tip. Now is a great time. One of the reasons that I wanted to do this is if you had time to declutter, you really want to get organized, what are the projects you've been saying that you will get to and it never seems to happen? And for those of you that commute, depending on your commute, you're probably going to get an extra half hour, if not to maybe 2 hours each day. So how can you put that time to use? And I'm sharing this because the inner clutter is related to the outer clutter. Now, I know that not everyone will agree with me on that, and that's okay, but it's been my experience with myself and my clients. When you work on one area, it affects the other area. So if you work on your mental clutter, it's usually going to give you the energy to work on your physical clutter. And I want you to pay attention as you clear clutter, how is that affecting? How is that changing different areas in your life? So work on what are those projects that you wanted to do. Now is the time to start on that. We just had a little heat spell, but it's going to cool off. So I've got to do some weeding. Is that something I want to do? Not particularly, but you know what? I want to do it now before it gets gross and hot and humid here. So get all those projects done. Now is a great time. You can really take the time and think through it.
Do you have obsessive, repetitive, or unsettled thoughts? Are you often overwhelmed or anxious? Do you spend most of your mental energy in the past or in the future? Ready to kick your fear to the curb? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Mental Gut Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your mental clutter. free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life.
If you have a hobby that you don't get to spend time doing. And you know, what I really appreciate about all of this is, again, as I talked last week, what's the opportunity? What can you do here? I think that shifting your mindset, because if you see it as an opportunity, as a time to reset, a time to refuel, as instead of punishment, oh, I'm being punished having to stay at home. Well, that's going to create mental clutter for you and a lot of unnecessary stress. So switching your mindset. So what hobby haven't you worked on in a while? I've been saying forever that I want to paint. Well, you know what? I've got the time now. So again, that engage your mind in a positive way, something that's stress reduction for you. I take a bubble bath every night. That is my way to relax, unwind, get everything going. So I really think that that's another way towards a hobby. Now, again, as I've talked about things that are interrelated and outer world, creating a schedule is going to help with your mental clutter, right? Because you know, okay, wake up, this is my routine. I'm going to encourage you, create routines. Routines help you stay centered, they help you get work done, and they create that structure to your day. That's really important, because if you can understand, if you don't have any schedules or any structures, how you can be like, oh, I'm going to sit at my jammies all day or just surf the net or surf social media. And for those of you in a 9-to-5 at home now having to work, it can be more of a challenge. So one of the things I'm going to say, one, structure your day, but allow time for play, to relax if you get a lunch break. In addition to structuring your day, because it can be a big challenge when you go from working in office to working from home. You know, my husband telecommuted one day, always telecommutes on Monday, but now he's telecommuting through Thursday. So a couple things besides adding structure to your schedule that might be useful, designate a work area. So for instance, I have an office area. Tony is set up in one of the bedrooms. That's where his office area is, but that's where work's done. So don't take it outside in your TV room or your bedroom, because then if you do that, you're going to feel like you're working 24/7. Like you're never going to be able to separate work from home. So even if it's just even if your dining room table, you know, have that little area sectioned off. And if you can eat in another area, or if not, put it away, maybe get a rolling cart or something, so that as much as you're able to have a separate work area. So, you know, that when I have to work, that's where I go. And then when I have to play or eat or do something else and relax, that is in another area. So just make sure within your structure and your schedule that you are allowing for that separation. I think that that's something that's going to help, because then you're not overwhelmed and feeling like everywhere I go in my house, it looks like work, and that's what reminds me of it. Meditate or come up with some other mindfulness practice. I think that that's something that can be really beneficial. It will help you. Again, it has to work for you. Like I have talked about, mowing the grass supports me in clearing mental clutter. I have talked about friends that use classical music. Whatever it is to give you that quiet time. For you, it might be sitting with your eyes closed for 10 minutes. It's something like that's really beneficial. But now's the time, right? I can't tell you how many times I talk to people and like, well, I don't have time. Then there's no more time for excuses for that. And again, some of you, this event is going to be life-changing for you, and some aren't going to change at all. And again, there's zero judgment in that. We're given, in my view, an opportunity. So what are you going to do with that? So now's the time to begin a mindfulness practice to help clear that mental clutter. How can you reconnect? I have written, one that I'm doing is I wrote letters to my nieces and nephew, and I was like, this is how we did in the 80s. And there was this thing called a pen pal, and we wrote letters in airmail and had these special envelopes, and that's what you do. So it's been kind of fun writing letters again. I have horrible handwriting, but the art of writing a letter, I think, is something that's been lost because we use electronics all the day. So break out your pen and paper. Who can you write a letter to? One year when I was doing it was Julia Cameron's book, and it's on creativity. And one of her exercises was to think through your life and who you could write gratitude notes to. So I did that. It was really fantastic. I wrote people throughout my life and said, thank you, and this is how you supported me, and I really appreciate it. So consider writing letters. I mean, that's a fun activity. Reconnect with people. I wrote an email, and I'm hearing from a close group of college friends. What's going on? How are you doing? How are your parents? How are your family? Checking in with people. And so I think reconnecting, and that time said, oh, we'll get around to it. When I get around to it, and I'll make that call. I'm thrilled. I just had an email, and she's now in North Carolina. This woman was friends with me. I met her back when I was in my 20s, living in Vermont, and worked for Seventh Generation. I'm beyond thrilled that she contacted me, and I'm gonna hopefully we're gonna have a phone conversation soon. But it was really great to hear from her, you know. And you just think about all those people in your lives, and then you get separated by time and distance. And so now is a really great time to reconnect. And you might be wondering, well, how does that help with my mental clutter? Well, that helps you get into a positive frame of mind. It's also that heart connection. Remember, it's all related. It brought me so much joy to get that email from my friend Brenda. I was like, wow, how good is it to hear from her? And that, again, brings you joy, helps you clear the clutter, helps you remember, oh, this is a time that I can use wisely. This is a time that I can celebrate. So now, for all those conversations, all those phone calls that you said you were going to make, the letters maybe that you've wanted to write, my mother, I'm thrilled, has been decluttering and organizing. And she said, oh, I'm sending you a copy of this. And she said, I found these letters that you wrote from your freshman year from college. And she's like, I made a copy of one and I'm sending it to you. So I'm super curious to see what that is. But then my freshman year, we had a man who's Craig Cardis. He's the mentalist. I interviewed him on Reawakening Your Brilliance. You can find that on YouTube. It has not been on the podcast because it was prior to the podcast, but great interview. He's really fascinating. We had done a show at Mount Holyoke, and sitting in the audience and him saying, he's from Wheeling, West Virginia. And she said, oh, that was in a letter you wrote home. And I took a picture and showed him. And so she's been doing that and going through and letting go of stuff and having a walk down memory lane. So now, again, as you're decluttering and you have this time, then you don't feel rushed. And if you need to read something or share something, and then you can let it go. And again, when you open up the space, you open up the energy for possibility. And so when you clear that, that supports you. So that's another way that you can consider to helping clear your mental clutter. Staying positive is something that's really important. And again, I've mentioned all these things because when you focus, where's your energy coming from and where's your energy going? If you focus on the negative, you give energy behind that. And hopefully that'll make sense. I was talking to someone the other day about, they were interviewing me for an article, and she said, can you explain this a little more? So having gratitude is great. If I think, oh, I'm so grateful. I'm just thinking this in my head. I'm so grateful that my husband has a job. But when I express, I am so grateful my husband has a job and job security right now, I'm putting more oomph behind that. I'm putting that out into the universe. And again, that's adding more energy to it. So that's another great tip to clear your mental clutter. And again, I want to recognize that people are struggling right now. I'm not saying that you aren't. I want to acknowledge that. And at the same time, you can have gratitude. And think about that. Do you think that you are going to suffer more if you have gratitude? Or do you think that having a positive focus is going to support you more? And then that doesn't mean you don't have to deal with problems, but if you are centered, you're calm, you're in gratitude, then you're going to have a sharper, more clear mind to deal with what you need to deal with. And again, wait until those things, don't go into the future, don't project, and because what's worry going to do? Worry is not going to help you solve anything. You come back to present time and you solve it. And if things happen in the past, let those stay there. They're gone. They can't move. And just because something happened in the past doesn't mean that the same thing is going to happen in the present moment. So that's, again, we clear our mental clutter, we breathe, we get centered, we ground whatever it needs to do. And then that can give you your full capacity, your best frame of mind to be able to solve problems and move forward. So those are just some of my tips for clearing your mental clutter. I am going to stick around. I said I'd be here for the entire hour, and I am happy to answer questions. The other thing that I want to end each episode with is some positive things that I've seen happen. Again, if you're able to read these things while you're on social media. So there's a chef named Jose Andres. I hope I'm pronouncing that way. There's this Time did an article on him, and if you Google it, you should be able to read the article. And he is this chef, and I'm sorry I didn't get the nonprofit. It was just, I read it, I'm like, oh, I want to make sure that I mention this on the live video. So he runs a nonprofit, and he has started this foundation. And what they do is they go to disaster areas. So they were in Tennessee after the tornadoes, they were in Australia in the bushfires. They've been in California. So they go all over the world to feed people. And, you know, like one thing that I thought was really great, he said, if you're making ham and cheese sandwiches for the elderly, make sure you put on a lot of mayo so it'll be easier for them to chew. So he's just set up this amazing nonprofit. He'll go, and they went to Puerto Rico, and he'll go, and he'll be on the front lines, and he cooks as well. But I wanted to share that because that's one man who saw there was a need and then has created this huge following to make a difference wherever there's a disaster. And that's what I want you to remember. You're one person, and don't say, oh, I can't make a difference. You absolutely can make a difference. The other person I wanted to mention for a positive example is Greta Thunberg. And I had forgotten that she had, I think, I don't know if it was a year, every Friday, I believe it was their parliament or government, where she sat with her sign, with her concerns about climate change and the rain, all sorts of weather, she'd do that. And she started out as one person doing that. And then I think, can't remember if someone did a story on her saying, why are you doing this? And then look how she's blown up, and look at her movement and her passion. So remember, you are, as one person, you can make a difference. And to me, that helps release mental clutter. Because again, when you are focused on how can I make change, what are my possibilities, what are my opportunities, that sets your frame of mind. And then it clears all the worry, it clears all the anxiety. So just know that you too can make a difference.
Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.